Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
Jeff, detail for us how we're going to do the Burt Show's Wheel of Ask Us Anything. And then, Jen, I want you to describe exactly the wheel that we have in studio this morning. Because if you think it's professional in any way, shape, or form, it's not.
The prize wheel is actually very symbolic for this show. Just kind of held together, tape and parts.
That's hilarious.
So what we're going to do is we've got the radio station's prize wheel, and it's got all the little colored, you know, wedges on it. Mm-hmm. You know, think of the wheel that they'd spin in Wheel of Fortune.
But shrunk smaller. Way down.
Smaller.
Yeah. To about the size of a satellite dish?
Yeah. Small satellite,
small satellite dish. Mm-hmm.
So,
or extra large pizza.
Sounds good.
You know where our head is right now.
So the wheel has different colors on it, and everybody has been signed a color.
Okay.
The only one I remember is Melissa because she's orange.
Oh, beautiful.
For good reason. Go
balls.
Balls, right? So everybody's assigned a color, and Bert will give the wheel a spin, and whoever's name comes up will leave the room for the remainder of the segment.
Okay.
And listeners are invited to call us, 877-588-BERT, and say... ask any question they want about that person. So if it was, if Melissa's the one who had to leave the room, is Melissa really as cheap as you make her out to be?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that could
then
be
we'll
a question.
Detail like 20 or 30 things over the last couple of years that have given us...
weeks.
It's questions about the person who can't respond for themselves.
That person
the rest
will be
of the show has to respond for
out of
them.
The room. That person's going out of the room, so they can't be here defending themselves or whatever.
That's terrible.
Right. I think it's actually better.
Yeah, and the question that you
there's no telling what's going to come out of Jeff's mouth, so it could be complete and total lies the whole time.
That's true. You may not get the correct answer, but you'll get an answer.
And what you want to do is you want to ask questions that the person won't answer themselves. You know what I mean? So, like... you don't want to call up and go, hey, can you tell us what happened when Jen busted ass when she was in bed with her boyfriend the other night?
Hey, easy.
You did.
Stop talking about that.
Is it a true story or no?
Shut up.
Okay. So, because she clearly is comfortable talking about that.
Right.
And would answer that question, you want to ask more, you know, deep ones that may make the whoever's out of the room squirm.
Right. Because we will have impressions and those would be our answers. We don't know if they're accurate or not. Mm-hmm. All right, so Jen, describe exactly what this pathetic wheel looks like.
Well, like Jeff said, it's got several different colors and little pie shapes all the way around, and it has little metal pegs on the edges. And so when you spin this thing, it's mounted on a pole, and when you spin it, there's this seemingly rubber slash...
electrical tape.
Electrical tape, something or another.
There's actually nothing solid inside of that duct tape because that things obviously, like the flicker thing
it broke
fell
off.
So they've just... duct tapes.
So that is
duct tape.
To duct tape.
Yeah.
And that is the flicker thing. It doesn't work very well, and it looks very, very scuffed up and chipped. That has been to a lot of remotes.
This
a
looks like
a lot of car dealerships. Yeah. That has been to plenty jewelry stores and even more Six Flags.
Well, that looks like not even Six Flags. That looks actually like the carnivals that are set up in a parking lot in a shopping center for the weekend.
The That's ones where from. The rides are probably missing a couple of bolts and screws and stuff.
Exactly.
And you think they're safe. But
what's the big deal? Because they're going to be gone by Sunday night.
Right.
Anyway,
stick and move. Yeah. Stick and move. The stick and move carnival.
Yeah, exactly.
And just for the record, that where that came from is that prize wheel was actually in use like 50 years ago. There was one of those stick and move carnivals at the bottom of Lake Lanier, where Lake Lanier is now, in the church parking lot. You know the church steeple that you can see when the lake goes down? There's actually one of those carnivals in that parking lot, and we dove down and rescued that prize wheel.
All right, so everybody understands that it's going to be one person that you're directing your questions to. And I will now spin the wheel.
Questions about.
About. And I will now spin the wheel, and we will determine who that person is. Okay?
Careful.
Are you ready, Wendy? You getting this?
Geez. I got it.
Godspeed. Oh, God.
It's going to fall apart.
It's going to fall apart.
Watch out, Bert.
It is orange.
Oh, no.
honey.
I gave you orange for the volunteers.
Every time we do one of these... everybody that has
How
to pay.
How did that happen?
I'm sorry.
You're not
sorry.
Spin it one more time.
You saw it was legit.
Why can't the immune
One time.
That's not fair.
Melissa, do you want to...
I feel bad.
Y'all won't answer questions correctly?
Yes, well...
I think that's messed up.
Do you want to trade, Melissa? Do you want me to
yes,
leave the room?
Yes, I think you should.
If you leave the...
That's messed up.
Every time we do one of these, the person that always takes the brunt end of it is always Melissa. Anytime
it
we lose a bet, it's Melissa.
Often.
All right, so here's the phone number. Any question you always wanted to know about Melissa Carter, we will answer it for her. 1-877-588-BERT, which is B-E-R-T. 1-877-588-2378. I feel bad for her. She's always the one that's getting the brunt of these, man.
It is messed up.
Spin it again. Just see if it comes up with Melissa again.
If it comes up on Orange again, then there's
what do you think something. What, you think the prize wheel's defective?
Yes.
Well, it is, but it could have been...
You can't spin it that fast two times
in
a row.
I wish everybody could see how ridiculous this thing is.
It would have been me.
Okay. Would it come up on what color?
Yellow.
Okay.
And while we're waiting for the calls,
we're not getting any calls.
How many oranges? There's not like more orange than any other color, right?
No, they're all the same. Four of each.
Okay.
It's 877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T.
Well, here come the calls now.
Aww.
What do you guys want to do in the meantime?
What color did I get? Red?
Yep.
Okay. I would prefer to refer to that as garnet.
You can't keep
because it reflects garnet and gold.
It's gonna
my seminals.
We're only going to be able to do this once because the wheel is going to fall apart.
No, we'll only be able to do it once because nobody cares.
No, we got a call. We got one. Everybody, hold on. Everybody, back up.
Hold on.
I think we got a
call. Somebody has a question.
Not a well thought out segment.
She has the wrong person. Sorry, guys.
Oh, you don't want to ask? She what? Has the wrong person?
Hey, Joanna.
That was our phone screener, Joanna. Never mind. We now have no calls.
Well, I want to know what that whose question that was supposed to be towards.
No, you don't, because it might have been you, and it might have been ugly, so you might as well not even ask.
Why is Wendy such a pain in the ass?
Gotta expect that anyway.
All right, we got a call.
Woo! They're starting to light up now.
Maybe I haven't given the phone number out enough. 1-877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T, or 1-877-588-2378. Good morning, Jay. You are on The Burt Show.
Hi.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for calling.
Oh, I'm the first caller and I don't worry.
Yes, you are the first and the last.
Oh, wow. Okay. Quick question. Now, have y'all really never been to Melissa's house? Like, is she really that secretive?
The house that she has here in the Atlanta area or the house that she has in Athens so she can go to the UGA games?
Not true. He's lying about that.
Okay.
I have been to Melissa's house one time.
We were all there
together. I have been a couple times.
Okay.
Jen's been there a couple times.
I have never been.
Yeah, you were there the night that we were all there, weren't you?
Nope.
How come?
I don't know.
Okay. You weren't invited?
Was Wendy not invited?
I was probably out of town.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Right. I'm sure. Yeah, I remember now. You were out of town.
Yeah, that's good.
You were doing that business
thing.
Yeah. You were out of town.
But like Jay, you know, the source of Jay's question is Melissa is very private about her private life.
Oh, okay. Crazy
more
private.
So probably than anybody else on the show. So yes, she is private, but she has on rare occasion allowed us
to enter
that private world.
Okay.
It's a little bit like, guys. Wendy, this is going to be lost on you because it's an old school reference, but you remember in Batman how like nobody knew where the Batcave was, man. And if you were going to the Batcave, they like put some dust in your face so you were knocked out until the car pulled into the cave.
Never find it again.
That's exactly how Melissa Carter's house is, man. Very secretive.
Except for the giant Georgia logo painted on the garage door.
Like not that true. Kind of not true. What Jeff is saying is lies.
Volunteers fan. Huge. Good morning, Karen. You are on The Burt Show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, you guys are awesome. I listen to you every morning.
Well, thank you. Appreciate
it.
Thanks. Thank you. Question is that would Melissa ever consider going to California and having a legal marriage ceremony with her partner?
Okay. For those of you that don't know, you're new to the show, Melissa Carter is gay. So she's answered that before, hasn't she?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think she would. And
I don't think so.
I feel bad because I don't want to misquote her exact reason.
I feel like I know her exact reason. She and her girlfriend would like to get married and have talked about that, but they don't want to do it until it's legal in the state that they live in. And I believe I'm representing her correctly in saying that.
I think you're right.
That although they would love a ceremony and they would love to have that celebration with their friends and their families who are very supportive of their relationship, they want it to be legal and for them to have the legal benefits that married couples legally have with the government. So when it's legal in the state they live in, then they will do it. Now, not to say she wouldn't move to a state where it was legal eventually, maybe someday, but for now, no.
Good morning, Berkshire.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, this is Aurelis. I wanted to know, how did Melissa come out to her parents?
I think I remember this story, but my memory is so bad. But I think I remember her like being really stressed out about it and finally coming out. And when she did, I just remember that her parents sort of weren't surprised.
Oh, okay.
And I do know that she told her brother first.
Her siblings knew first. And they sort of, I think, eased the way with the parents.
Yeah, it really wasn't as big an issue, I think, as she had in her mind. And they were very accepting. And they really said, yeah, we kind of knew.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. How old was she when she came out?
Good question.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Early 60s?
I don't know that either. And Dusty. Good morning, Dusty. Question about Melissa Carter.
Hi. While I was on hold, I was trying to figure out how to structure this right so everybody understands. But, like, with her position that she has, kind of like being a celebrity and everything, and having the opportunity to go out and meet people and have that advantage, she ever... kind of regrets being a lesbian and limiting herself to the male field.
Yeah, there's a reason that Jen Hobby has to sit between us.
Are you saying, is she sad that she doesn't date men?
I wouldn't say that she's necessarily sad, but like ever regrets it. I mean, because I mean, you know, like a normal girl that...
Her sexuality is not a choice.
That's like saying to Burger Eye, hey, are you sad that you're on the radio in case you ever want to make out with each other?
No, it's more like, the question would be directed to me is like, are you sad that you chose to be short?
Yeah, I don't understand what
she doesn't
saying.
Have any sadness about it, and she has no regret. I think she regrets, she's told us she regrets she didn't have a penis. But outside of that, she has no regrets.
She didn't have mine.
That's kind of a bizarre question.
What? That was weird.
His name is Dusty. What do you want from him?
Hey, The Burt Show.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.